This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, this is Mariam Lemu. I want to speak on a topic that's considered generally to be taboo in many cultures, and that is to do with lack of sexual satisfaction. Now, the number one area that my husband and I deal with when we do counseling is infidelity. However, number two is lack of sexual satisfaction. Some may be wondering, what is number three? Well, number three is actually addictions. Addictions to pornography, to masturbation, addictions to substances, addictions to social media. Anyway, but the most important thing I want to discuss today is the number two, lack of satisfaction when it comes to intimacy. Now, yes, it's a very sensitive topic, and some people are ashamed to admit they have a problem. However, if you do not address it, you run the high risk of your spouse getting resentful, of your spouse bringing out your secret in the open and discussing it out of frustration with others out there. And then you also risk the greater danger of them seeking fulfillment outside. And this applies to both the men and the women. Now, let me start with the men. There are many issues such as erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation, and other things that a lot of spouses complain about. Then there is the fact that some believe intimacy is just for them, and they are absolutely not interested in working on helping their spouse climax. So they just focus on themselves, and once they've achieved what they went to their aim, that's it. They roll over and sleep or go back to business as usual. I promise you, this is something that creates a lot of hatred if you're not careful. That resentment turns to contempt. And that's actually what a lot of women complain about, that some have said they have never climaxed. And I spoke to someone recently in the 14 years that they've been married. And it had just reached her to hear she had had enough. And that's why she reached out and is crying out for help. So my husband is getting involved with that directly with her husband. However, it's become extremely common. Now, when it comes to erectile dysfunction and other issues to do with that, one needs to seek professional help. Unfortunately, a lot of people, it's pride, it's ego that prevents them from admitting that, yes, it's an issue, and then going to talk about it with a professional that will be able to help you solve this problem. There are some drugs that can be given to people to help resolve this issue, but you really do need to reach out and seek for help because it's affecting your marriage. Even if your spouse does not admit it, trust me, they are not satisfied, they are not happy, and it's affecting them in a negative way. The other concern is, of course, that you run the risk of them seeking satisfaction elsewhere. It's no excuse, don't get me wrong, but the risk becomes much higher. Now, the same applies to the women that men call complaining. I know this man reached out that my wife is absolutely not adventurous in the bedroom. She's not interested in trying new things. She's not interested. And there was a time where this man said, I bought my wife sexy lingerie and I shared with her all sorts of stunts I wanted us to do in the bedroom. And she said she's not a prostitute and was absolutely not going to use them. Sadly, he said this is what led him out and he went into committing adultery and having a relationship with someone outside the marriage. And it's no excuse. I mean, if somebody is weak and is not God-fearing, has no willpower to resist, we ask Allah to guide them aright, guide them in the best manner. However, I always warn and caution women, be very careful. Don't allow your man who may be weak or not God-fearing or God-conscious, don't give him excuses. Make it very hard that you have done everything in your power to satisfy their fantasies so that you do not run that risk. And we pray Allah guides us all in the best manner. But this is something that I consider to be very sacred because it is permitted by Allah. And it is special. It makes the bond stronger. Couples that have beautiful intimacy where both are equally satisfied always tell you how much closer they are. There is this bond that Allah just has blessed that thing with, that it just makes the two of you much closer. And we ask Allah to guide us all aright in the best manner. I pray Allah that this little word or few words of advice I'm sharing with you helps your relationship. And if you have a problem, that you go out there and seek professional help. May Allah make it easy. Assalamu alaikum.